It didn't really seem to differ whether the ship was a German ship or had an Indian flag on it. This professionalism and what goes on is like the cockpit of a plane. Not exactly, because it's bigger operation, but and different speeds. But it's professionalism. I know the helmsman's going to do that. I know that what the captain is going to do, and the mate, and you know, and the layout of the wheelhouse may be different from ship to ship. It usually is, but in a glance, I can probably take it all in because I know what I'm looking for and where it ought to be, and it usually is. So, I don't know. Is that not answering your question either?
No, that does.
Sorry.
No, that does. And I mean, it's also just interesting to think about the ways that landlubbers are versus people on board a ship in terms of levels of professionalism and thinking about what is at risk and just that level of professionalism.
Well, there's a lot at risk, you know, because the fender bender on a ship is millions. And going aground is not good. That's why they take pilots, because they're the local knowledge guy for that harbor. New York, San Francisco, especially places like San Francisco, which has a lot of very strong currents and a lot of fog. So it's a different standard there than it would be, say, in New Orleans or something. But a lot of professionalism everywhere. There are a lot of currents in the Mississippi River, too. But I wouldn't say that there was any difference, really, from whether the helmsman was from India or the Philippines or Yugoslavia, you know? or the captains. They were all professional, you know. High captain, yes, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes they were in kind of uniforms, especially in the passenger ships. They're all ties and jackets and gold braid and stuff, but and more casual on the merchant ships, yeah.